The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 21, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 15th, 1973, in Bombay, India.
Nature is said to be the cause of all material activities and effects, whereas the living entity is the cause of the various sufferings and enjoyments in this world.
This is very funny, that you get the body according to your karma. But you are liable to enjoy or being or suffering according to the body. The body is given by the nature. In another place it is confirmed. Brahmayam sarvabhutani jantra rurani maya. The living entity, just like we on this jeep car, we can move from here and there. Somebody has given me the car and for movement. Similarly, we are getting a jantra, a moving instrument, this body with senses, different bodies. So I am seated there, but the movement is not in my direction. That is by nature's own way. Prakriti kriyamana, in another place it is confirmed. Prakriti kriyamana ni guni karmani sarva. Ahamkar vimuratma kartaham iti mannati. This is our foolishness. So long we are under the clutches of maya, it is just like pulling by the ear. Come here, sit down, like that. Prakriti kriyamanani. But the illusory maya, by the influence of illusory maya, the living entity thinks that I am doing this, I am doing that. Everything is controlled. The ultimate controller is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because Ishvara sarvabhutana viddesho arjuna tisthati. Brahmayam the passive, he is causing to move or wander. Sarvabhutani, all living entities, under different conditions of the body. So, how much foolish we are that we are getting a particular type of body, and the sukha-dukha, happiness and distress is already fixed up. That is called destiny. As soon as I get a particular type of body, my happiness and sufferings are all destined. This is our position. So, we are trying to make the situation improve, because after all, as soon as you get this material body, it is suffering. There is no question of happiness. But by the illusory energy, by illusion, you are thinking we are enjoying. That is called illusion, maya. Just like the same example, a hog is eating stew, but he is thinking, he is enjoying. This is called prakhyapatmikāsukti. Not only hog, even in human society, somebody eats the most abominable, most rotten feast, still he is thinking he is enjoying it. You have seen it. Unless he thinks like that, how? If he thinks that this is most rotten thing, then he cannot leave. The Maya must make him forget that he is eating the most rotten thing. He thinks it is very nice. Maya pritagyana. So this is the consequence of our forgetfulness. There are varieties of living entities, bodies. Narottamdas Thakur therefore said, karmakanda gyanakanda sakali bishare bhanda amrita boliya jiva khay nana joni bhraman kare kadajya bhakshan kare tar janma adhapade. Nana joni bhraman kare. We are wondering in different species of life. There are cockroaches in the commode. They are also thinking, I'm enjoying. A tree is standing for 7,000 of years, and he is also thinking, I'm enjoying life. So this is going on. And we are not very much serious about this thing. That I am part and parcel of God, Satchidananda Vigraha. I am Najayatanam Riyate. My position is that I never take my birth and never die. Nahannate Hannamare Sarire. I do not die even after the destruction of this body. These things are my privileges, but I do not wish to take care of. This is called Maya. You are satisfied in this abominable condition of life by a body given by the nature. We suffer or enjoy, no enjoyment, everything is suffering according to the body, and the body is supplied by the nature. That is explained here. Karja karana kartitte hetu prakriti ucchate. Kartitte, but my action, that is also directed by the material nature. Originally directed by Ishvara, who is sitting within your heart. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta matta smriti jnanam apohanam. But it is being acted through the agency of material nature. Rajya karana kachitte hetu prakriti ruchyate. Prakriti. Just like one criminal is punished by the magistrate that this man should undergo 6 months imprisonment. So the judge or the magistrate superficially is the cause of his punishment. But actually he is not. He is giving him punishment according to law. I have created such a situation. I have made myself a criminal. And the magistrate according to law giving me punishment. So actually, directly, the magistrate is not the cause of my suffering. Why he should be cause? He is not your enemy. This is why. Karjakarana kartitte hetu prakriti ucchate. Purusha sukadukkhana bhoktritte hetu ucchate. So, bhoktritta, my enjoyment, because we have come to this material world for enjoyment. So everyone's enjoyment is not of the same standard. We can see that. Somebody is enjoying somewhere, another is enjoying. One man's food, another man's poison. What is enjoyed by the hog is not enjoyed by other animals. This is going on. Therefore, when you get real consciousness by good association, if we can understand that I am under the clutches of Maya, Prakriti, and I am dictated according to my association with the quality of the nature, and I am getting different types of body, different types of situation for my distress or happiness, this is my position, nonetheless fully under the control of the Prakriti. It cannot be changed. Devi jesa gunamai mama maya durasthaya. Not possible. Devi jesa gunamai mama maya durasthaya. You cannot change. But you can change by one process. What is that? Mami bhajaprapadyante. Maya me taantarat. If you surrender to Krishna, then you can get out of this control of maya. Otherwise it is not. Māmi vajaprapadyante, māyāmi tāṁ tadanti. Then what should be our decision? The better not to try for improving our material condition of life. That cannot be changed. It is not possible. According to destiny, we have to enjoy or suffer. This is called adrishta. Therefore, the Shastra gives you advice. Tasyaiva heto prajate ta kovida nalambhate jat pramadāmu parjata. Tallambhate dukkha vadannata sukham kalena sarvatra gavira nangasa. Shastra said, don't uselessly try to improve your position. The modern economists, they will say, no, we are not going to accept this. But it is a fact. People are trying to improve the condition of the poor man. But it is going on. But there are thousands and millions of poor men. 50 years ago, when I first came to Bombay, at that time I was grihastha. I saw there are persons lying down care of footpath. And 50 years after, we are seeing the same thing going on. No change. There is a class of men who must lie down care of footpath. There are so many institutions, Daridra Narayan Seva. Well, why there are Daridra still? That means you cannot change. It is not possible. It is not possible. Just like a man who has done something criminal and he is in prison. Can you take him out? It will be another criminal action. If you try to take him away from the prison house by some means, then he will be punished and he will be punished, both. This is the law of state. Similarly, how you can surpass the stringent laws of nature and the laws of God, that is not possible. That is Vedic civilization. They were not very much answers to improve material position. Even at the present moment you go to the village, the innocent villagers, they are satisfied with the position Krishna has given, but their answers to improve their spiritual life, that is still in fact. Of course, it is not that you will not try to earn your livelihood, but you should not endeavor or give more time for your so-called material improvement. Better save time and utilize that time for improving your Krishna consciousness. That is perfect. That is the injunction of the Shastra. Tasyaiva heta prajate ta kovida. Shall I not try for my happiness That is, if you try, where is your happiness? You can get so much degree of happiness as your destiny, not more than that. Then why should you waste your time? No, I see so many people have improved. So the answer is that tallabhati dukkha badannata sukham. There is very nice news. Dukkha bad annata sukham. They say nobody tries for unhappiness. But why unhappiness comes? I do not want something, unhappiness. But it is forced upon me. That means destiny. I must have it. You are very, nice man, you are doing nicely, but some distress is enforced upon you by force. That is our experience. So, the reason is, logic is given, that even without trying for distress, if distress is enforced upon me, then similarly, if I am destined to enjoy something, that will be also enforced upon me. So why should I waste my time with so-called happiness? Tasyaiva hi taprajati tapovida. Nalabhate. This trying for happiness, I have tried many lives. Fortunately, I have got this human form. What is our trap? We try for eating, sleeping, mating, and defense. So that is available by the laws of nature. Even a bird, beast, he has got arrangement. Birds, when they take birth, there are two birds, one male and female. The sex arrangement is already, and because they have no marriage, I can say problem, they eat from tree to tree, there is fruit. They sleep also, they have their sex life. And when there is danger, they try to defend everyone. If we also try to improve, but that cannot be improved. Now we have got higher consciousness, developed consciousness. We should try to understand the problems of life. Athātu brahma jigyāsa. This human form of life is meant for inquiring about this absolute truth, the supreme soul. Ātmatattva jigyāsa. Therefore Bhagavad says, parābhavastā abodh jāta jāvanya jigyāsataya atmatattam. Parābhavastā abodh jāta. Everyone is born rascal and fool. Unless one is rascal and fool, one does not take birth in this material body. One who is actually in knowledge, he becomes liberated. Jnana vairagya yuktaya. That is the result of knowledge. If you are not liberated, if you have not stopped our repetition of birth and death, that means we are in ignorance. Therefore, Śāstra says, tasyaiva hi taprajati ita kovida. Kovida means very intelligent person. Expert. Bhavanam janmanam ante jnanamān māṁ pravartate. These are the signs, symptoms of knowledge, wiseness. But, and another place Bhagavad says, parābhavastāvat abodhajāta. Everyone is born fools and rascals and is acting in foolishness and rascaldom. Therefore, whatever he is doing, this is his defeat. This is his defeat. Actually, if we think very cool-headed, suppose whole life I have earned so much money, bank balance, skyscraper building, everything. But if my next life I become a cat or dog or rat, there is possibility. Because if I am not destined to enjoy, because this life I committed so many sinful activities, I am not going to have a very comfortable life. But I have got attraction. for my building which I have constructed with so many efforts. So nature will allow you to live in that building again next life, maybe as a cat, dog or a rat. Tatha dehantara prati, you do not know what kind of body you are going to. You completely under the stringent laws of nature. Here it is said, kārya kārana kattitte hetu prakriti ucchate. As soon as you give up this body, you are completely under the grip of material nature. And you will get a type of body according to your karma. And then, purusa sukha dukkhānam bhoktitte hetu ucchate. That purusa, the living entity, will have to enjoy or suffer according to that body. So this is the science of Bhagavad Gita. One has to learn these things, otherwise he is spoiling his human life. One must know that what is the importance of this human form of life. One must take to Krishna consciousness to save himself. Try to understand Krishna only. Then you are saved. Janma karma medibbam jujanati tato. Takta dehang punar janma naiti. The problem is janma mittu jarabhyadi dukkha dosana. This problem we have set aside. We are busy for a few years' life, 50 years, 20 years, we have forgotten that we are eternal. We don't die after the destruction of this body. Narnati Hanumani says, this is my problem. What kind of body again I am going to get? Therefore, parabhavastava, javanna jigyasatva atma-tattvam. So long we do not inquire about the atma-tattvam. So whatever we are doing, it is all foolishness and defeat. It is actually defeat. We got an opportunity, this human form of life, to get out of this control of material nature, get completely freedom. If we don't try for that, simply we try like cats and dogs how to improve the method of eating, sleeping, sex life and depending. We are spoiling our life. This is the instruction of Bhagavad. Thank you very much.